Hi, my name is Elise, and you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. I'm your host, Elise. If you're new to this podcast, hello and welcome. This is an all-English podcast, but we don't talk about grammar rules or vocabulary like other English learning podcasts. Instead, we just talk about some easy and everyday topics. And I usually put all the keywords of each episode in the description, so feel free to check them out if you want to. And I hope you'll find this show interesting, and be sure to subscribe if you enjoy the content. So in the last episode, we talked about how we acquired our first language and when is the best time for learning a new language. So if you missed that episode, you can go listen to it after this one. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes of this podcast, you can click on any platform that you're listening to right now. So for today's episode, we're gonna talk about another digital versus physical product. And in case you forget or you haven't listened to the episode where we discussed the influence and impact of digital streaming services on the music industry. In that episode, we talked about why people don't really buy physical albums or music anymore. And for today's episode, we're gonna talk about books. So I'm actually really curious, how many of you guys read ebooks instead of physical books? When you're about to purchase a book, would you choose a digital ebook over a physical copy? I think it really differs from person to person. I am one of those people who never considers ebooks, but I imagine if you are someone who has invested in ebooks, such as buying an ebook reader like Kindle, you would probably purchase an ebook over a physical copy. But the weird thing is, with digital media taking over almost all types of media industry, such as music, news, or even movies, books are probably the only industry that still heavily relies on physical copies. So according to the Association of American Publishers annual report in 2019, publishers of books in all formats made almost $26 billion in revenue in the US last year, with print making up $22.6 billion and ebooks taking only $2.4 billion. So that means a lot of people still buy and read physical books rather than ebooks. But ebook readers, like the device you use to read an ebook, are not even a new thing. So Amazon came out with their famous ebook reader Kindle almost like a decade ago, and ebook readers now have many different functions, such as adjusting size of the words, brightness of the screen, and they even try to make reading an ebook as similar as reading a physical book, so you won't feel like you're just reading a PDF file. They actually try to make the pages of the ebooks not so pale white and not so bright, so that you won't feel like you're reading off an electronic device. As someone who is a physical book lover, I try to find the reasons why ebooks are better than physical books. And here are the advantages that I found. But I gotta say, none of them really convinced me to turn to ebooks instead of physical copies. So anyway, let's go through them and I will give you my opinions about the advantages. So the first one is ebooks are much more portable than physical books. You can carry dozens, hundreds, or thousands of them on one device. And true, I agree, but who carries dozens of books on the go unless they are educational books or learning materials if you're a student going to classes? Though I have to say, if you've ever studied English literature in college, you are probably familiar with the infamous Norton Anthology, which is like a must-read book for all students from English or foreign language literature departments. And the first volume of the book alone probably weighs like 2 kilograms. And it really was a pain in the ass to carry around. So I guess in that situation, ebooks are definitely more portable and more convenient. But still, if I am a common reader, I don't usually carry multiple books around. Okay, so the second one is you can download them right away after purchasing, and you don't have to wait for them to be delivered if you order them online. And I have to say, I don't mind waiting for books that I order to be delivered. It's very much like online shopping for me. The waiting makes me more excited for the books that I buy, if that makes sense. And the next one is, you don't have to go to a bookstore. This is not an advantage for me. If I don't want to go to a bookstore, I can order them online. And sometimes going to a bookstore is part of the fun in reading, at least for me. Sometimes you don't actually have a specific book that you want to buy in mind, but going to a bookstore and seeing what's new or what appeals to you is a fun process and an adventure, I think. The fourth one for the advantage of ebooks is that they are never out of stock because they are digital files. And I know it might sound shallow or vain, but having a well-printed physical book in hand is part of the reading experience for me. I guess it's my main problem with ebooks, especially if you're reading an English novel or a foreign book. There is usually a paperback version, which is the ones you see in the bookstores, and they are usually very lightweight. And there is a hardback version, which has a hard cover and feels sturdy and sometimes even luxurious. And you just can't get that same experience with ebooks because you are just reading it on an electronic device. So the fifth one is you can get many ebooks for free on many online platforms. Again, I agree. But usually I would only get academic or educational ebooks, but then I usually print them out so I can study them physically. The sixth one is ebooks are often cheaper than physical books, and they usually come with useful features such as looking up words in the dictionary as you read or having digital bookmarks. Okay, so the instant dictionary feature is probably the only thing about ebooks that I can't argue with, especially if you are trying to read books in a foreign language. Having this feature is definitely more convenient than looking up each word by yourself. But saying that ebooks are cheaper, well, books nowadays are not even that expensive. So I wouldn't say that is a critical factor for me to change my reading habit. So after reading through all the features of ebooks, I realized that I am a hardcore physical book lover. I guess I'm just really stubborn. And I think it really comes down to personal preference and whether the features that ebooks offer are appealing or more important to you than physical books. So what about you? Do you read ebooks or physical books? If you had to choose one, which one would you prefer? And I know that now audiobooks have become more and more popular, and I personally haven't tried any audiobooks yet, but let me know if any of you have tried audiobooks and what's your opinion on it. Which one would you prefer? Audiobooks, ebooks, or just old-fashioned physical copy? Let me know your thoughts down in the YouTube comment section or Apple Podcasts review section or even our Facebook fan page. And that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, KKBOX, and SoundOn. You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eiland.com.tw, for more information. I'm your host, Elise, and I will talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye!